Welcome back to Irresistible Communication. 2 minutes, one insight on how to find better words. There was a time when the megaphone was a brilliant invention. If you had something to say and you said it loudly enough, people would listen. You could rise above the noise because there wasn't much noise to begin with. But let's face it, that world is gone. Today, everyone has a megaphone. Every leader, every company, every cause, and every idea. They are all shouting all the time. And when everyone's shouting, the shouting itself is the noise. So what do people do? They're slipping on noise-canceling headphones and filtering out all of it, including yours. That's the part many leaders still refuse to face. They tell themselves people are too distracted, too busy, too overwhelmed, as if the audience were the problem. But it isn't. The problem is that your message isn't worth taking the headphones off for. It's not that people can't hear you. It's that they don't want to. And no amount of shouting will change that. Noise canceling is getting better fast. It's even worse. If you're honest, shouting is often simply a way to avoid the harder work. It's easier to blame the audience than to ask yourself why they would care in the first place. It's easier to talk about what you want to say than to do the work of figuring out what would make them actually want to hear it. But that's the shift you need to make. It doesn't matter what you think should matter to them. The only thing that matters is, well, what actually does. Their headphones are very good at filtering out the should. If your message doesn't pass that test, it never even gets a chance. The ones that do make it through aren't louder. They are sharp. They are more aligned. They are so deeply connected to what matters to people that the filter lets them in. So stop trying to be heard and start trying to hear. Otherwise, your message is the noise. Keep lighting the path.